Hey guys, it's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this week is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, due to some slight unforeseen circumstances, couldn't finish the book.
I'm ahead of schedule.
Due to this week and me being a little bit behind, and then I got a new tattoo finished up and all that jazz, we decided that we're not going to release our normal scheduled episode.
Yeah. And if you don't like that, can't blame me for it. So
no, wait till next week. So, this week instead, we are English, man.
Part for the course for us. Yeah, honestly,
we're releasing a bonus episode that was originally on Patreon. So this episode is actually a review. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's more of a tear apart of
the roast of Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
The movie.
The first one. We refused to do the second. So, yeah. Obviously, this one is going to be ad free because we apologize for the delay. But without further ado,
enjoy.
Bye. Hey, all you turners and mashers. He doesn't know what I was gonna say.
Yeah, no.
Welcome to a super special Patreon episode
of us talking shit about a movie.
Okay,
I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but here we are.
If you guys are joining us, then you should probably know that we're going to be talking about the Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief movie.
Isn't it Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the Lightning Thief? I think that's the title of the movie.
I know, and I feel like that should be the title of the book series, which I think it is, but I didn't care. The books were better.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys are listening to this after you have listened to that book series.
Or at least the first book.
At least the first, because there's so many
things. Or if you've read the book in the past and have seen the movie, you'll understand.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get what we're putting down, because...
Picking up what you're putting down. Every, like, 5 minutes, not even in the movie, she's just like, that's wrong, that's wrong. I even started saying that's wrong.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Okay, so...
How do we start?
Where do we start? So, let's start with the opening, right?
Yeah.
So, we know from the book that Percy Jackson is 12 years old.
Yes.
He's 12 fucking years old. But in the goddamn movie, he was 17?
Yeah.
He doesn't even make it to 17 in the whole book series.
Yeah.
He makes it to 16th birthday and that's it. And I'm like, why the fuck did you decide to make him 17? Not going to lie though, who they got to play as Percy.
Oh, great.
He looks like how I would imagine Percy to be.
You're yelling.
I am mad.
You are passionate right now.
I am passionately mad. And oh my God.
One thing I want to say, they have him started out in a pool underwater, which he didn't know he liked water.
Yeah, no. The entire beginning of the book was...
They're at a museum.
They went to a museum, and Percy had failed so many schools, and this was the one that he finally was like, maybe this will be the one. But no, they're like, we're just going to join you in a pool.
At school.
Yeah, but not drowning for
some
reason.
He's just sitting at the bottom, very calm.
Yeah, with Grover. Whoever played... Okay, the actor who played Grover looked like how I thought Grover was.
Yeah.
So let's bring up the bullshit of the I don't have horns shit.
Yeah, he doesn't have horns.
Yeah. Okay,
He's not wearing a hat.
Yeah, no.
Which is what he was wearing in the book.
Yeah. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. Beginning, he's 12... And he's not in the movie. He's supposed to be going on this field trip, which they don't do until well after the introduction.
Yeah.
And then, even then, it was, what, all of 5 minutes? That's the entire beginning of the book.
Yeah. Like, okay, they go to the museum, right?
Yeah.
And, like, he's just sitting there listening to music.
Yeah.
But in the book, he's like, wow, like, actually...
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's invested in what's going on here because he understands it. And he didn't know he could read Greek.
Yeah.
Until much later.
Yeah, they didn't do the swapping of the stuff until way later.
Yeah, he just knew that he couldn't he was dyslexic and he had ADHD.
They did show that earlier in the movie.
They did show when that he was dyslexic.
In school, which I'm just like, that's fair.
Yes, but also, museum, right?
Pierce Brosnan
is a great Chiron. I'm not gonna
they
lie.
They got great people to play the people, but...
they just fucked up.
Oh my god, when he was entering the museum and Poseidon was there...
Yeah, I was like, that didn't happen. Yeah. That didn't happen at all.
Poseidon also not wearing board shorts, which I'm kind of sad about.
He always was ready for the beach and to go fishing.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm sad that they did not portray him like that. I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, he also was known to have a black beard and black hair.
He was brown.
He had red hair.
Red hair, yeah, he was a ginger.
And I was like, that's not right. And why would they begin it at the beginning of, at the Empire State Building?
Yeah.
To the entrance of Olympus.
Which, wrong floor.
Wrong floor.
Yeah.
And also they're like, oh, let's, you have to go through this in order to get it. No, you go down to the lobby, say you want to go to the 600th floor. They look at you like you're fucking crazy. And then you go, I have this. I need to go up. And they will be like, right on in, sir. And then the 600th floor will magically appear with a key card.
I thought it was 700.
600.
It is 600. It's 600. Okay. And you said 700 when we were watching the movie.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was too angry to think of the numbers coming out of my fucking mouth. Okay. So, museum sucked. Chiron didn't go in. Mr. Brenner did not go in to the room.
Grover, for the fight scene.
Yeah, Grover was not in the room in the book.
Yeah.
And he killed Mrs. Dodds.
Yes. But in this one, she flew away.
She flew away. She escaped, which makes no sense. That brings us
to the lightning bolt. Flies away.
She never mentions the lightning bolt in the book. So, fast forward, they're in trouble, right? Percy doesn't know he's in trouble because it goes through school for an entire fucking week where he's just like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows that Mrs. Dodds existed, and am I crazy? They skipped that, and we're just like, we're just going to go ahead and go straight into the we need to run situation.
Yeah, and they go to his mom's apartment.
Which, Grover didn't go with him. I told you that in the episode for The Lightning Thief, that Percy ditched him.
Yeah.
He was just like, all right, see ya. And then he went back to the apartment by himself. His mom and Percy, like, Sally and Percy went on a camping trip. That's how they got in trouble in the first place.
Yes.
And that's how he found out Grover was a satyr.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the car scene.
When the Minotaur attacks them?
Yes. Though I was happy that they brought in the Minotaur, because I'm like, thank you for actually keeping
that. Oh, they
had
the right car, too.
They had the right car. And I was like, okay, cool, but... what the fuck, guys? You missed an entire important, like, portion of this where Sally and him had a heart-to-heart about how he knew that his dad saw him when he was a baby, but not really as well as he thought he did.
Yeah.
And all this shit. And then they skip to the Minotaur throwing them.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen. They ended up swerving and then rolling, and then he got out and ran to Camp Half-Blood.
Yeah.
And though they did keep the part where his mom disappeared.
They didn't keep the fact that she fought it.
Yes. She herself knew how to fight the Minotaur.
Yes.
She knew how to fight the Minotaur. They eliminated entirely the fact that Sally is a fucking badass.
Yeah.
I was like... she's like, he's stupid. All you have to do is wait for him to charge. And once he's charging, he can't
stop.
He can't change course.
Yeah.
So you have to move out of his way. So that's how she got it and how he lost his first horn. They didn't say that.
No.
She knew.
Yeah.
They just strangled her and then she disappeared. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen until after that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell, guys? Now let's get to Camp Half-Blood.
Oh, I don't. No.
It looks wrong.
It's wrong.
It's entirely wrong.
They definitely have a lava wall there.
They had a, okay, I was like, they did not have a net. They had a fucking lava wall.
Yeah.
It was a rock climbing wall that protruded lava whenever the fuck it felt like. And you decided to go for a rope net.
Yeah. With no fire.
With
or
no
lava.
Cool things.
Yeah.
There were no Pegasi. There was no arena. There was no amphitheater.
Yeah, the
there
arena.
Was nothing.
The arena, quote unquote, was just like at the edge of camp. There was just a clearing in the trees.
Grassy field.
Where people
fought.
Fought.
Grassy field.
Yeah.
There were no dummies.
There were a lot of people there, too.
Yeah, because that doesn't happen until the last book.
Yeah.
There's maybe. At most, okay, Hermes' cabin has the most because, you know, not a lot of claimed demigods. But honestly, I was just like, there's far too many people here.
Yeah.
There was only like a handful per each cabin. And even then, it would maybe make like, what, 40, 50 kids max?
Not even. In the first book, it was like 20.
It really wasn't that many.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and of important characters, you fucking got rid of Clarice?
Yeah.
Entirely Ares' cabin is gone.
Yep.
Like, why? Why would you do that? And also, Percy didn't fucking know he was the son of Poseidon until much later, after the camp...
Capture the Flag game.
The Capture the Flag game, which happened 2 days after he arrived.
Yeah. So they show up. Annabeth isn't blonde.
No, she doesn't have gray, steely eyes because that's her, like, MO.
Yeah.
Every child of Athena has gray, steely eyes. And they, I was just like, you literally changed her. You mashed Clarice and Annabeth together.
Yeah. Oh, the worst part is what I found in that whole sequence of the camp was how Brenner? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brought him to... Poseidon cabin. It was just one cabin and nobody else was there, obviously.
Everything else was a fucking platform tent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. They had like the gods' cabins, like I think it was like 12.
Yeah.
I said it was 12 cabins. And
Poseidon wasn't one of those cabins.
It was one of
the
cabins.
Oh, was it? Okay.
But they had each one designated to look and feel like one of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Zeus had the most magnificent one. Hera was next to him. He had Poseidon, who had the fish themes.
Yeah.
But it was a cabin with bunks.
Yeah.
Not a small fortress with fish memorabilia all over it. It's like it had motif. It actually, like, the way I was imagining it, I'm like, it's a small cabin with, like, three or four cots.
Yeah.
And in there, they had, like, magical things that made it seem like the ocean.
Yeah.
And
but this one, they put it right on the lake.
Yep.
And it had no walls, and there were nets around where the walls were supposed to be.
And he touched a trident.
Yeah, he picked up a trident.
Which...
He's like, this is my dad's?
No. Poseidon's trident was with Poseidon
yeah.
the whole fucking time.
This is my dad's. No, it's not, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, I was literally like, why the fuck is there a ship, like, steering column there? This
yeah,
makes no sense.
It's very nautical themed, which is understandable. They went, what is, like, every white mom's dream house? Let's put it into this cabin.
Say this is your mom actually has like a small lighthouse in the upper land
that my dad built, yeah, and fucking life like, preservers painted onto doors.
Oh my god,
and shit.
You're
yeah.
correct. I was like, this isn't right. And then the whole fact that okay, let's get to Capture the Flag, right? And
didn't take place on Friday. Didn't take place
at night, and they didn't have Zeus's fist. Percy jumped into action right away when he was originally told to hang back because he was a 12-year-old kid. And that's how he figured out his powers. Because Clarice was there with her electrical spear with Ares' cabin to push towards them to get the flag. And that's when Percy learned he was the son of Poseidon and whipped their asses.
Because she pushed him into the water, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this one, he gets the shit beat out of him by Annabeth.
Yeah,
and then he crawls to the water, and it goes up his arm.
Yeah, and that's not how that happens.
And
he has to be in water to be healed.
And also, he has to be in water to actually fight well.
Yes!
And not, dip my finger in water, now I can kick your ass. That's yes. kind of what they portrayed it as.
And add on top of the fact that it was like, okay, so Annabeth is not known for her fighting skills. She never used a sword.
Never.
She always was known for her knowledge and for her memory.
Yes.
And I was sitting here like, why is she fighting? Why is she at the helm? She was on Percy's team
yes.
in the book.
Yes, she was.
She was with Team Hermes because she was, you know, kind of into Luke. And that was very apparent. But here you are, like, pretending to be Ares' cabin. And the rest of Ares' cabin was with her.
Another thing, it immediately showed that Percy was interested in her.
Yes.
When he wasn't
oh
in the book.
Oh, my God. He thought, okay, they initially met in the big house. There was no infirmary. Want to know why?
Why is that?
Because fucking Apollo cabin was the infirmary.
Yeah.
Apollo is also the god of medicine.
Yes.
And Hermes was the god of, like, doctoring. And it was just like, okay, together, great. You know? You don't need an entire infirmary for that shit. And I was like, Annabeth was the one who greeted him the first time.
Yeah.
And was like, do you know what's going on? I was wondering what was lost. And he was like, pretty girl. But he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And now it's like, why are you so cocky? Like, I want to dump an entire bucket of ice water on your fucking thirsty ass face. It's so frustrating.
Also,
yeah.
With Grover...
Oh, Grover!
Being a little horror in the movie.
A horror of a Grover. God damn. Horny goat.
Was it Aphrodite cabin or something like that?
Yes.
That
it's like oh, it's Aphrodite cabin. I'm gonna go with her. And it's like
like there's a whole bunch of girls in bikinis at the like fountain or whatever, yeah. And he's just like, I gotta go. And it's like, why? What the fuck? Why
You've
are you?
Never done this. He has an obsession with the hunters because they're women of the wild.
Yes.
He loved them.
He never was interested in Aphrodite.
No.
Girls.
He was like, oh, they're pretty, but they're kind of self-absorbed. Yeah. Like, duh. And Grover's, like, unhealthy obsession with, like, very attractive women was like, I don't know if that was the actor just being like, oh, my God, there's a lot of hot women. He would be like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, did you read the books?
Him.
Grover was so concerned. They didn't even mention this part, too. Grover was concerned with getting his searcher's license so he could find Pan.
Yes.
They didn't mention that at all.
He didn't even mention Pan.
He didn't mention Pan. He didn't mention caring for the wild. He was kind of, like, nervous eating cans and then being a horny goat. And I'm
yeah.
like, this is not Grover. This is not Grover.
No.
I'm sorry. He looked like Grover, but he wasn't Grover.
He did not act like Grover.
Mm-mm. And, okay, so back to Capture the Flag, I guess. It's just, I'm still seething. I hated also that they were like, oh, you never get to meet your parents, ever.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was
that's
a crock of bullshit. They literally...
There's a law that the gods aren't allowed to see their
children.
Yeah.
That's a lie. In the book, they actually say, like, first thing, Annabeth was like, oh yeah, I saw my mom last Christmas and she gave me this Yankees hat that
yes.
turns me invisible.
Yes.
They get gifts from their parents. And
their parents show up whenever the fuck
they
want, because guess
whatever.
What? They're gods.
Yeah, they're not allowed to interfere
yeah.
with their decisions. That's how it's supposed to work. They are allowed to give them gifts. They are allowed to be like, oh yeah, I give you my blessing to do whatever. They'll be like, hey son, here's a pair of flying shoes. Go nuts. Like, that's
yeah.
how they're supposed to be. And they were just like, oh, we're just going to not include the gods in all of this. And I'm like, why the fuck? They're meant to be in this, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so on that, Luke. Fucking Luke.
Yeah.
Okay, first and foremost, his cabin. Hermes' cabin was filled to the fucking brim with people.
Yeah.
The fact that he was able to have his own space where not only did he have a computer.
He was playing Modern Warfare 2, yeah, by the way, in the movie. Yeah, he was
playing Modern Warfare 2 on a giant-ass TV with a PS4, I think? No, it was a PS3.
Yeah, it would have been a PS3.
Yeah, and I was sitting there like, they're not allowed to have computers or devices because they can be, like, honed in by monsters.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you do that?
Honestly, it might have been Modern Warfare 3 that he was playing.
Either way.
I was just like, I fucking know that symbol. It was the symbol for being on the militia team.
Yeah, I was literally like, oh my god, it's playing a game. And he was just like, that's Modern Warfare!
Like, I was...
I know that game! But...
I knew what map he was on Favela, so... He paused it, and I'm like, that's Favela. Like,
a little gaming in the book and movie world right there.
Yeah, I'm just like, I know that game. I know what that fucker's playing. Also, he paused online. Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Anyway, so Luke hands Percy... Okay, before they even go, right? They accused him of having the lightning bolt.
Yes.
And they didn't say anything outside of the fact that the Furies came back to attack him. But in the book, it wasn't the Furies. It was a hellhound.
Yes.
And I was like, that's not right either.
Yeah.
Hellhounds come after him to just be like, okay, cool. But monsters can't impenetrate the fortresses of Camp Half-Blood.
Yeah.
Unless they're invited in. So they didn't even get the chance to be like, oh, I wonder who summoned that thing.
Yeah.
You know? And... Then
they showed in the movie that the Minotaur can't get in, but then they're just like, here's these things, the Furies.
And then add on top of the fact that it's like, okay, cool. Why are you sneaking out of camp to do this? You don't need to. They were given the quest and told to go seek the Oracle.
Can we also talk about how Hades showed up at the camp?
Yeah. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Just, that didn't fucking happen.
And also, Hades doesn't look like that. He just showed up and it was scary, had wings, and there was fire, and he's just they like, I stole your mom.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
I stole your mom.
Your mother's mine, boy.
Yes. They gave him devil motif. And yeah. I was like, no, Hades is the god of the underworld.
Too much Christianity.
Yeah. It's like... Hold on, guys. And it was stupid because it was like, oh, we won. Great, cool. Let's celebrate. And I was like, their amphitheater things were like literally camp, like sing-alongs.
Yeah.
They weren't all parties. Out teen parties where drinking and nectar things.
Oh my
things.
God, the girls showed up and were just like, hey, Percy, we know you're the god or the son of Poseidon. You want to come to our party?
And I was like...
He's like, yeah!
I was like, what the... Go away. And they're like, oh, those are wood nymphs. Wood nymphs were not interested in Percy.
No.
They didn't care for him. Like, at all. In the book at all. Yeah. And I was like, what kind of bullshit is this? And so they did the whole devil scene and everything. And then they were like, oh, we have to go get the lightning bolt.
But first we have to get the...
Map!
No,
the map.
No, we so he was given a map by Luke, I believe.
Yeah, and the shoes of Hermes.
And he was just like, I gotta go get, or Percy went, I gotta go get my mom. You need some pearls. You should go find them.
Yeah, those pearls didn't show up till towards the end of the book.
And they were given to him. He didn't have to go find them.
Yes. Okay, so Luke gave him a map.
Yes.
That didn't fucking happen. Nope. He was given the shoes of Hermes, which he was given, but Percy had an instinctual, like, feeling that he's like, maybe I shouldn't hold on to these, so he gave them to Grover in mm-hmm. the book. In the movie, Percy was like, cool, I'll wear them always.
Yeah.
And I was like, that didn't fucking happen.
And then they go to Tennessee first?
No, they went to...
Oh, the Medusa Garden.
They went to Auntie M's garden and emporium.
Yeah.
Which they do in the book. But shortly after, they encounter the first Furies on the bus.
Yeah.
Which...
They didn't include the bus, did they?
They didn't include the bus scene at all.
Grover just drove.
And I was like, two things here. That bus scene is a huge indicator of how they started on their journey. Argus is missing because Argus is the million-eyed person who is the security for camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that bus scene was crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Percy, it's the first time that Percy notices that the bolt isn't the only thing that's missing. The helm is too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he didn't know that at that time. And I'm like, you skipped an entire big portion of the book.
Book, yeah.
So they go to Auntie M's, right? It was stupid.
Yeah.
I legitimately was angry. Okay, Uma Thurman, I appreciate her. She's great in Pulp Fiction. She's great in Kill Bill 1, 2, and 3. She's great. She does not deserve to be Medusa.
Yeah, she's even great as Poison Ivy.
She was perfect as Poison Ivy in the 90s, okay? Yeah.
Anybody that says otherwise, you're allowed to have an opinion even though it's wrong.
Okay, the only problem with that movie was Bane, okay? Anyway.
Yeah. Which Batman was that?
Oh my God, Batman and Robin?
Yeah, was that
Michael? Clooney.
Oh, the worst Batman.
That was Clooney.
Anyway, let's go on.
Back to Jackson. Anyway, so Uma Thurman should not have been Medusa. Medusa is known to have been an olive-skinned woman mm-hmm. who was known for her beauty.
Yes.
So the story of Medusa is that she was caught, rather, the real story was Poseidon was raping her in, what's her name? Athena's temple. Big no-no. So Athena decided to, like, turn Medusa into a snake-headed woman who would freeze anybody who she saw into stone. In the book, the kids come in, she feeds them, like, praises Annabeth a little too much, makes it really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They get a little dreamy-eyed and sleepy, except for Annabeth, because she's like, something's wrong. Auntie M is wearing a veil.
Yeah.
So you can't see her. And she just keeps talking them up, like, what's going on and all this stuff. In the movie, there's some random-ass lady whose husband who just got turned into a statue, and she's running around like, I can't believe that this happened. I'm like, who are you? You're not even supposed to be here. And it jumped way too quickly into battle. Way too quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, you didn't develop anything.
I do really, really enjoy how Percy was looking at Medusa around the corner. He was using his iPod.
The back of the iPod.
Not even an iPhone, an iPod.
The old school iPod Touch. That had iPod Touch with a shiny mirror back.
Yeah.
And
he was looking through it, yeah.
Oh my God. And I was like, okay, cool. But he also had Riptide a little too soon.
Yeah.
Sorry. Backtracking. So they go in and they didn't have the scene where Grover literally beat the shit out of Medusa.
Yeah.
To distract her. And then Percy lobbed off her head. They took far too long to have this happen. In the book, it was actually like here and done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they grabbed her head and he sent it to Olympus
to
be like, fuck y'all. You know? Instead, they were like, let's take it with us. We don't know if we'll need it.
We can use it.
We can use it.
Spoiler alert, they used it.
Yeah. And then they get the pearl from her wrist.
Yep.
And that was stupid as fuck, because why would she have a sea ornament on her? And then they left and went to the Parthenon in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. And
that didn't happen. Oh
God, they didn't go to Tennessee.
That didn't happen in the book at all. They went to the St. Louis Arch.
Yeah. So when they get to the Parthenon, they look up and they see Athena, and of course they mention, "Well, I wonder if that's what your mom looks like, Annabeth."
I know. And I she's was like,
"I don't know." And it's like, "You do know.
You would know. You would actually know. Ah, you've seen her a lot."
But then all the, you know, they're like, "We're going to sneak in."
Yeah.
And so they hide in the bathroom. The museum closes and they go in. Percy puts on the flying shoes.
Yeah, which he never does.
Yeah. He then flies, or they contact Luke.
Yes.
Which is, they can't do in the book.
They are only able to contact Luke via Iris message.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. Also, they grabbed Golden Drachma from the pond. Well, no, not the pond. What's it called? The fountain in Medusa's
tent. Yes, yeah.
They only had like 6 drachma.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they were set with money and drachma and food. Yeah. And nectar and ambrosia if they got hurt.
Yeah.
Why are you just randomly finding these?
Yeah. but they get there and he flies up and he almost gets the orb or whatever, or the pearl.
Yeah.
And then the 6 or 7 security guards come out. And then they turn into a hydra, which isn't actually a hydra.
Yes, you got irritated at that shit.
Okay, so I play a lot of D&D.
Yes.
And there is a creature in D&D called the Tiamat, I think is how it's pronounced.
Tiamat, I believe.
I think it's Tiamat.
Whatever.
And it's like a 5-headed dragon thing that's really deadly in D&D. They mix that with what the Hydra is.
Yeah, okay. So in the book, you do end up, the book series, I should say, in book 3?
Yeah.
It's either book 2 or 3. It's the, I think it's book 2 because it's the Sea of Monsters.
Yeah.
You meet the Hydra.
Yeah.
The Hydra is a poison-spitting creature that if you lob off one head, 2 regrow. That's just how it is. They mixed it up with Tiamat because this one was a fire breather.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. No.
The only thing that it didn't have that was similar, or that it didn't have for the dragon thing was, let's see, it was didn't have different colored heads, which is what the Tiamat has.
Yeah, but the Hydra is usually one total being.
Yeah.
That being said, they never went to the fucking Parthenon in the books.
They used Medusa's head to freeze the
Hydra.
Yeah.
And I was like, hybrid. Are you kidding me? This is stupid. So in the book, which again, I'm hoping you heard that episode. They go to the St. Louis Arch and he meets Echidna, the mother of monsters. Yeah. And her son, the manticore.
Yeah.
He gets stabbed by the manticore, jumps 500 stories into the water. Mississippi below.
Yeah.
Gets to talk to the river nymph. Actually, it was the sea nymph who came to him. Naiad, I believe is the correct term. And she says, I need you to visit me at the, what was it called? It was at the bay. I am forgetting what the name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally sitting here like, where's that entire encounter? Then I realize they skipped the entirety of the St. Louis Arch.
Yeah.
For the fact that Luke gave him a map.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
So then next.
It's such a big intro.
Yeah. Then finally they head to Las Vegas.
Yeah, they drive to
Vegas. To go to the Lotus Casino?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which they didn't need to do in the book.
Yeah.
They actually came upon it by accident.
Yeah.
In the book. And they didn't need to eat those fucking lotus flowers.
Okay,
either.
So they go there and they do get a room there.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't.
Not in the movie.
Or in the book.
Oh, yes.
In
the book, they do get a room.
And they get their card.
Yep, they were given the, like, unlimited money card.
Mm-hmm.
They played games. They did all that stuff. They did do it accurately as far as, like, oh, what year is it? 1970, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, see, that part was right. They didn't eat lotus flowers. That's not what they were known for. A bunch of servers weren't like, come stay with us forever, Percy. Nothing like that. What ended up happening is they ended up staying 5 days because they were so entranced by the video games, the food, and everything that was surrounding them that they didn't feel the need to leave, nor did they feel like they were in danger.
Yeah.
But Percy still had that, like, something's not right. He didn't get that message from Poseidon saying, look around what you
wake
can
up.
See.
Wake up.
I know. I was like, are you kidding me?
Poseidon never talked to him.
No. The only time he ever talked to him is if he was in person.
Yeah.
Or if he prayed to his dad and was like, can you send me something real quick? And then he would respond with the gift or blessing. And I was like, why are you trying to make this a god thing? Like, you know, the I'm sending you messages mentally to make you realize that you should probably have a conscience about this.
Yeah.
So they escaped the Lotus, but it was stupid because they made it seem like a drastic escape. Mm-hmm. In the book, they literally just said, no, I think we should go. And then they left. Like, the only qualm they had was the fact that one person was like, are you sure you want to leave? Are you sure? Like, that's all that happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, you can keep this with you. Just, all right, bye. You know, they didn't have any issues. It was just, are you kidding me? You know? So they left and they stole a fucking, what did they steal? A Maserati? They stole a Maserati out of the fucking Lotus Casino. And they drove, in the movie, to
Hollywood. The Hollywood sign.
Hollywood. The fucking Hollywood sign. Not Las Vegas. Or not Las Vegas. Not Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which was the point of the irony. They were supposed to go to Los Angeles because it's the city of angels.
Yeah.
And it's where the underworld was located. So I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. But they're just like, it's the Hollywood sign.
It's at the Hollywood sign. We have to go there. And I'm like, that's not where it is. In the book, the entrance to the underworld is inside of a recording studio. Yes. They do have one more encounter before that where they had to decapitate a monster who had killed or had attempted to kill Orpheus, I believe.
Yep.
And he tricked him the same way. And I was like, okay, you're missing that encounter. You're missing the actual city. You're missing the portion where he actually gets the pearls. And, oh, did I forget one more stop? Where the fuck is Ares?
Yeah.
There's no Ares at all. Like, mention of Ares and Ares' cabin are missing entirely.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Kina. If you guys are familiar with historical things, she's a big fan of this, and she's historical AF pod.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, they got rid of a person. And I was like, no, they got rid of two. Two massive.
They got rid of a god.
They got rid of an entire god. And he's the god of war. Why would you anger him?
Yeah. But then when they enter the place.
Yeah.
The guy that was guarding the River Styx or whatever.
It's Charon.
Charon, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't decked out in bling.
No.
Also, he wasn't white in the book, was he?
No. Yeah. I can't remember exactly, but I remember him being described as a flamboyant looking, decked out to the nines, like one of those like leather jacket with those really nice spikes all over it and some gems on him. Decked out to the nines, black man.
Yeah.
That's how I imagined him. But they did describe him with, like, darker skin.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, they made him a white guy in a hood.
They made him the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
The Grim Reaper with the white-ass face.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you had the opportunity to make something really amazing. And the best part is, in the book, Charon was just like, no, I'm not going to let you in. You're alive. And they were just like, here's a couple drachma. He's like, I get paid way more than that. I don't need that. And he's just like, speaking of pay, I could totally get paid more.
Yeah.
You know? So they gave him 5 drachma and then said, why don't we talk to the big guy for you to get you some more pay? And he was like, access granted.
Yeah. But in the movie, Grover hands him, what, $50?
No, $150-something.
Yeah, and then he just burns it.
Yeah, because mortal money means nothing to him.
And then Percy and Annabeth look at each other and go, drachma, and, like, hand it to him. And he, like, holds out his hand frailly. Just
yeah, okay, so that pissed me off because Grover is, like, what, 50-something years old, technically? No, he's, like, 26. But because he's a satyr, he's still 13.
Yes.
They just, like, one, aged him, two, neglected to teach him anything about the gods or how the Greek system works.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh, I know, money.
Yeah.
But, like, not the right money. And you know this, Grover. Yeah. You know this.
Grover, you're a smart boy.
You are a smart satyr. And you're they made you goat. So stupid.
They made him just stupid and horny.
Yes. They made him stupid and horny, and it pissed me off. Okay. So, before we enter the underworld, I do want to bring up the Ares thing again.
Okay.
The importance of Ares in this book was that Ares was the one who betrayed them.
Yes.
They were the ones... He was the one who gave them the backpack with the lightning... The master bolt inside of it.
Yes.
And he had Hades' helm of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, by eliminating Ares entirely, they put... They put the master bolt inside of a shield that Luke gave had, him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get that shield in the first book. He gets that shield at the end of the second book.
And also the
by
shield
his brother Tyson.
His shield is not just like a line that turns into a shield, it's a watch that then turns
exactly.
into a shield. Yeah, so.
And I was like, that's what? Huh? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's not right. And okay, so by eliminating that, they removed the entire factor that Hades had something in the fight as well that he needed back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, bringing back the bus scene, that's why that was important.
But, like, in this movie...
They cut it out.
Yeah, in this movie, they're just like, Hades wants the bolt.
Yeah, but that's not what he wanted.
He wants his helmet.
He wanted his helm back. And the thing is, so... They made Hades look like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Percy.
Yes.
Which was stupid because Hades isn't the bad guy. He's indifferent to most fucking
Yeah,
things.
He's like, whatever.
He's like, I don't give a fuck because I have nothing in it for me anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go down to the underworld, right? They go through. You don't meet the best boy ever. Who's doing his fucking job.
Oh,
Cerberus.
Yeah,
you don't meet Cerberus. And you're supposed to.
Yeah, the bestest boy, Spot.
I know.
His name's Spot.
I know his name is Spot.
Yeah, that's
and
what Cerberus essentially
instead,
is.
Instead, you get... They made it look like a firing flames.
The hell. They made it look like Christian hell.
They made it look like Christian hell. I legit... That's what we said to each
other.
Yeah,
we're just like,
this isn't
Greek.
That's like, this is Christian hell. And... Let me explain to you what...
They eliminated the River Styx. I just want to say
they
that.
They did. They eliminated how the underworld was supposed to look entirely. They just kind of went, here's some creative license. And I was like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
So the underworld was supposed to be designed almost like an airline terminal.
That's right, it was.
So the River Styx goes in. You go to the end, you come upon the shores of the Styx.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and there's basically like metal detector terminals, kind of like if you were entering a convention or whatever. And in the middle was Cerberus. Cerberus was going to determine whether you were alive or not. And his job was just to make sure that only the dead got through.
Yeah.
And they just totally fucked that up. Because I'm like, it's literally like, you're supposed to go to Elysium, you're supposed to go to the Fields of Asphodel, or you're supposed to go to, like, basically your torment for the rest of your lives.
Yeah.
And then your judgment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Each line had its specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to breeze past that and get to the, like, House of Hades, which they made in the movie in the middle of a burning fire of lava, which made no sense. And then they were dropped at the front door. Like, there is no security.
Yeah.
And that's what irritated me even more. Because it's like, there's supposed to be an entire portion of security here that is not here. And you can just walk into Hades' house and suddenly hellhounds. What?
Yeah.
Which they made look like the Jabberwocky from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
live action.
They did.
And I'm like, Jabberbabywocky? No. That's not what the hellhounds are supposed to look like because, hello, we met Mrs. O'Leary. She is a giant dog.
Yes.
The size of a bus. That's all she is.
Yeah.
And, okay, so they get to Hades' house, right?
Yeah.
And he looks like, what, circa 1960-something Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
With way too much heavy eyeliner and... Too tan, in my opinion.
Lots of baggy clothes, but also, like, tight.
You question if they're tight or loose at that point.
They're tight, baggy clothes.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And, yes, Hades is supposed
to... Who plays Persephone?
Rosario Dawson.
She is great. However, in this one, they made her so she's very...
horny.
No. Well, yes, but also very just against being there. She didn't really care.
Exactly. I had mentioned while we were watching it, I'm like, you don't really get to meet Persephone until the last book.
Yeah.
And in it, Persephone was indifferent because the only thing she cared about was the fact that her mother, Demeter, would not stop feeding her dry-ass oat cereal.
Yeah.
Wheat cereal, sorry. She didn't give a rat's ass about much of anything.
Exactly.
Why would she help? She was like, I'm fine here. I have a garden. Like, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And it annoyed me to no end that it's like, well, Hades is suddenly demanding the bolt for his mother's life. And it's like,
I don't have the bolt. And then the shield falls and cracks open.
But Hades knows in the book, he's like, no, you do. It's in your backpack.
Yeah.
And then he pulls it out and Percy's like, what the fuck? And then he goes, oh my God, Ares.
Yeah.
You know? But in the movie, it's like, oh, then what's that? And then Hades picks it up and is all like, I'm all powerful. And then it's like, what?
Yeah.
That's not what happens at all. They end up trying to escape. They do have a small battle where they're like trying to get out. But I think they also eliminated the entire hall of dead army folk.
Yeah.
From all different kinds of war eras, which is where they had that really cool, like, guess he doesn't have a problem with security here thing.
Yeah.
Because they had all kinds of weapons outfitted for them. And they eliminated that entire portion where they had to fight the undead.
Mm-hmm.
And escape. So Percy made a deal with Hades at that point. He's like, I'm going to bring you back your helm. And I will bring this master bolt back to Olympus so this can stop.
And Hades was like, yeah, cool.
He still wanted the bolt. But yeah. It's like they ran, but Percy got that out. In the movie, they were just like, let's run. Who's going to stay behind?
Because we only have three.
Yeah.
And Grover went, I'll do it because I'm your protector.
Yeah, no, that's not what happens. Grover does offer in the book, but his mom's like, I'm not supposed to be here. You guys are the heroes. I will find, like, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So she offers herself and is totally fine. And in the book, he was just like, okay, mom, I believe you, and leaves her behind.
Yeah.
In the movie, it's like, no, we're just going to leave Grover.
Yeah, they did get the bolt back at one point after fighting Hades.
Yeah, it's really, really stupid, guys.
And when they crack the pearls, which is right.
Yes, they're supposed to stomp on them.
They go away, and Persephone turns towards Grover and, like, does a finger, like, come here thing. And funniest part of the movie is when he just turns and goes, bah! And then, like, runs towards her.
Okay, Grover bleats a lot more than that in the entirety of the book series when he's actually present. Because when he's nervous, he bleats. When he's knocked out, he screams food. He's a funny satyr.
Yeah.
It's just they eliminated that and made him a horny one.
Yeah.
And I hated that. I was missing something entirely, and now I'm forgetting it. And I'm really mad that I'm forgetting it.
Well.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. Yeah. So the pearls, they go to the top of the Empire State Building with those pearls.
Which is not what they were supposed to do.
And Percy's like, this isn't Olympus. This is the Empire State Building. And then his mom grabs him and goes, look, there. It's the entrance to Olympus. It's like, what?
She doesn't know where it is.
Yeah.
She's not supposed to know where it is because she is immortal. She's not allowed up there.
Yeah.
The only reason she ended up finding out towards the end is because Percy told her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not fucking right, guys. Like, what in the ever-loving fuck? I have said fuck a lot in this goddamn episode because I'm, like, so angry. And so we watched them go to the top of the Empire State Building. And we're just like, what the fuck? Okay, no. Even before that, he and Luke fight?
Yeah, they do.
They fight and
before he's about to enter the...
Yeah. And oh, I remember what I forgot. Kronos is not in the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They eliminate the entire portion of the part, like of the book, where Kronos is actually a major deal.
Yeah.
Where Percy's like, I think Kronos is coming back, and the reason he didn't wear the goddamn shoes in the book was because he's like, I feel like something's wrong, like Luke's being coerced by something.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening in the book is Grover wears them. As they get to Hades, he gets pulled down into the pits of Tartarus, but gets saved. And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
There's no mention of it whatsoever. Grover's not wearing the shoes at all. Percy is. Anyway, so step on the pearls, they go up. In the book, they're supposed to pop back up in San Francisco Bay. That's where they are.
Yep.
Or not San Francisco, wherever.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Water near Los Angeles, because they're underwater, you know? And a pearl is supposed to form around them, and they're supposed to pop up. And that's where he's supposed to fight Ares.
Yeah.
Which was the coolest showdown of anything. Because he was able to take down a god and win.
Because water.
Exactly. So he, at that point, he was able to give the helm back to the Furies to give it to Hades. And he was just like, okay, cut out this war. We got to get back to Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the movie where it's just like, he gets to Olympus. And then they're like, Luke and him fight for a bit over the fucking master bolt. And then his mom knows the way to Olympus.
Yeah.
And they all get to go up.
Yeah.
Mortals aren't allowed on Olympus.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, then after they go through, Annabeth... Oh, no, wait, she can't go through. Remember, it's they're about to go on the elevator, she, like, bounces off, like,
you're
in
right,
the...
You're right, you're right. But it's still like, oh my god, what the fuck, dude?
And then the elevator launches through the roof.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
In the book, it literally describes it as normal elevator situation. They just go a little faster once they get to the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And then they have the bridge into Olympus, where it leads to, like, throne room and the entire city of Olympus.
Yeah.
They didn't show any of that. They were just, like, suddenly in throne room.
Yeah, and the gods are, like, 20, 40 feet tall.
Yeah, whereas in the book, they're, like, maybe 10 feet.
Yeah.
Like, they're not... They're massive, but they're not, like, Titan-sized.
Yeah, no, that's what they have them, 20 to 40. Well, I love how I said 20, 40.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you have them, like... Fucking,
it's too big.
Yeah, skyscrapers.
Yeah, and I'm just like, we're gods. They're not skyscrapers in the book. They just have slightly bigger things.
Yeah.
So, Annabeth and Percy walk in. They grant them Grover, and he's just like, "Here's your bolt."
Sean Bean is Zeus.
He liked him as Zeus. I was like, you could have done better.
I only like him as Zeus because I'm just like, Sean Bean could be Zeus, but yeah. Like he didn't play it well.
No, I agree. Again, this is one of those good look,
bad call. Yeah, bad call.
Bad call.
Bad writing.
Yeah, so they could have totally given him, because in the book, he is a lightning blue-eyed, like... black ass curly beard, black ass hair.
Yeah.
And I always pictured him wearing, he always wore like a pinstripe suit in my head.
Yeah.
Like very proper looking. In the movie, they were all wearing ancient Greek. Like,
it looked like they were wearing Roman
armor.
They
were wearing Roman armor, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. That's not how it was. Poseidon was in his Tommy Bahama shirt.
Bahama shit, yeah.
He was wearing his Tommy Bahama shirt and khakis with his fishing hat. And Zeus was in his suit. And Athena was in her whatever. And Ares was in his goddamn biker leathers. And Aphrodite was just pretty. And... they just were like, oh, she always, like, knew that she looked good. So, it's like,
yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, so why would you fit them to look like this when that's not what they were, like, in the books? They were so casual. It's whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But the difference is, also, he approached Zeus and was like, here's your bolt. This is what happened. And Zeus didn't threaten to kill him.
Yeah.
And I was like, but, like, he does in the book. And Poseidon had to be like, hold on, this is my son, he's fine. But they were like, okay, we'll come up to this later. And then Percy's like, shit, Kronos is coming back too.
Yeah.
You know? And Zeus doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's how it leads into the second book.
But then, like, Percy starts leaving and in the movie. And Poseidon's like, wait. And Percy is extremely defiant. He's like, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to listen to you.
Where he was actually kind of bittersweet in the book, where he got to talk to his dad. Because he was like, I'm telling you what's going on. I'm telling you the truth and all this stuff. And I thought it was... obviously, the book is way better. But, like, it was great because he finally got to see his dad as he was. And he was, yeah, like, he asked him questions that he never got to ask as he was growing up. And it was a great father-son introduction kind of moment of who, yeah, Poseidon is and all this stuff. And I'm like, Percy didn't get that in the movie. He just got the, why do you care?
Yeah.
When that's Luke's mentality. Luke's mentality the entire first book is like, why do you care? You know?
Yeah.
So they had their stupid moment in the movie, and then what happened? Like, they ended the, yeah, movie? That was where it ended,
yeah, right? It ended there.
And in the book, they went back to camp. Chiron got updated. Grover was all good to go. He got his searcher's license. And was granted the ability to go and do his searchy thing for Pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to talk to Luke. And that's when Luke betrayed him. He didn't know it was Luke until that point. Because,
mm-hmm,
Luke unleashed that scorpion at him. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the book ended. He got stabbed by the scorpion, and then he was dragged away.
Yeah.
And that's how the book ended.
The movie just kind of ends like,
wah, wah.
You're a demigod.
It could have totally ended like that, too. You're a demigod. It would have been the same.
Yeah, it would have been the same.
So
this was you're a demigod with the extra steps.
As, okay. This is like the end of the book and movie kind of situation. And I'm going to tell you now, I hate this movie.
I give it a solid 10. Out of 100.
So a 1.
Yes.
I agree. 1, because they kept the characters' names correct. And
they kept the car that his mother drove.
They kept
the correct
car. They kept the correct creature that initially attacked,
yeah,
them. And solid C for looks of Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
F for every fucking thing, yeah, else. Like, why would you remove a crucial portion that would have been amazing cinematically?
Yeah.
Why would you remove an entire, like...
God.
God. Two. And two Clarice. God meetings. Two God meetings. You missed Ares and you missed Echidna. And you got rid of Clarice and Ares', yeah, cabin and that whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the point? Why would you even bother watching this? And with that, I agree. Solid 1 out of 10.
Or a 10 out of 100.
Flicks reeled.
Hold on. Films turn. No. Yeah, reeled.
Films reeled.
Yeah.
Like 1. It's a, yeah, solid 1.
It's not good.
It is bad. And I suggest you do not waste your time.
I never saw it before this because I knew it had a history of being bad. Yep. Don't. If you've never seen it, keep it that way.
Especially after I told him everything about the books.
Yeah.
And he was just like, that's not right. That's not right either. And I'm like, no. No, it isn't.
Yeah. So, with that, thank you guys for tuning in. If you like this series, let us know any suggestions of books that have become movies or games that have become movies, because there are a few out there.
Yes.
So please let us know. If you liked the series, also let us know, because we would love to do more of them.
And we would love to do more movies, of, yeah, course. We're going to keep this as Patreon special, so you guys are going to get this only on here. It's, yeah, not going to be an extra episode anywhere else. So for those who have listened, thank you.
Yeah, thank, like, you for supporting
seriously,
us.
Thank you so much. With that, we'll keep on turning those pages.
And mashing those buttons.
Bye, guys.
Bye.